Our Partner Pledge Day is tomorrow. Do you know what Partner Pledge Day is, Jason?
I do not.
Partner Pledge Day, one particular day where we're talking to people about a pledge, you know, 103.7 FM. So we go asking for people a pledge of $103.70. But we're not saying they have to pay it that day, this week, even during what you call the best month of the year, October Connect Month. But just saying you're pledging that, hey, I commit $103.70 to Women Incorporated between now and the end of the year. So how about that?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And so some people, you know, they give more than one partner pledge. So that's welcome. And Paul from Willard's going to be in studio in the 6 o'clock hour tomorrow sharing his testimony. So
nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right. Well, it's 4 weeks till the election, 2 weeks till early voting. But on a brighter note, you saw Dear Evan Hansen Saturday at the Pablo Center. And I'm sorry I didn't ask you about it yesterday.
Yeah, it was wonderful. You know, we had seen it in Madison 2 years ago, I think, one of my favorite musicals. And when we were in Madison, we were really far away from the stage. And this time we were in the 7th row. And
you actually scored some free tickets, right?
I did, yeah. My daughter actually scored some free tickets from her boss, which was super nice. And so we were able to really enjoy the show. The kid who played Evan was perfectly cast, and it was fun. We were sitting there, and I heard the woman in front of me say, "I keep thinking I made that boy." And I said, "Excuse me, are you saying you are Evan's mother?" And she's like, "I am." And she had driven over from Minneapolis to see him in the show because it was so
cool.
And yeah, so it was wonderful.
And you said, I mean, you saw Madison, but you say the guy who played the lead here was really, really good.
He was really good. He was perfectly cast for the show. And yeah, it was excellent. And really was glad to watch it again.
You know, I heard a lot about it from you, and I did see the movie, and I always struggle with the ending, but it is powerful, so.
Yeah, you're right.
We've got Natalie Grant, Corey Asbury duet from that. So,
fun, yeah.
We'll have that this morning coming along shortly as well.
Very cool.
Also, let's see. I know recently you shared something that I've heard quoted a fair amount, that when pastors are quoting from the Sermon on the Mount these days, people are telling them that in terms of nonviolence and such, and the actual literal words of Jesus, people are saying, you know, that just doesn't work.
Yeah, and it's really sad, right? You know, that's actually a quote from Russ Moore, who used to be the head of the Ethics and Research, Religious Liberty Commission for the Southern Baptist Convention. And he said when he's been talking with pastors, he hears this over and over again. People will say, "Where did you get those talking points?" And he'll say, "Those are actually the words of Jesus." And they say, "That sort of stuff doesn't work anymore." And, you know, when I hear that, I think, man, we have lost our way if that is how we view probably Jesus's best known sermon, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of the core of his ethics, his teaching.
No, it gives you an idea of kind of where we're at right now. And so the ball's not in the fairway, put it that way. All right.
For sure.
Yesterday, you kind of summed up pretty, as you read Acts 9, 10 through 13, I think in Letters to the Beloved, it's kind of a restatement of that, largely. And so I'm just going to give the tail end. The tail end, you said this. You said, "Ananias knew that I was addressing him, yet he remained understandably wary, desiring to act wisely. I love it when my followers seek to discern what I'm saying when confused or uncertain. It is another opportunity to come to me in prayer." We got time for the next two verses, though, Acts 9, 15 and 16.
That says, "But the Lord said, 'Go, for Saul is my chosen instrument to take my message to the Gentiles and to kings as well as to the people of Israel. And I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake.'"
And you deal with that this way in your Letters to the Beloved. "I reassured him, saying, 'Go, Saul is my chosen instrument to tell the Gentiles about my son. He will have an audience with Jews and Gentiles, kings and commoners, yet in spreading the message, he will also endure great suffering. As you know, Saul, or Paul, as you usually think of him, was the most effective evangelist of the early church, but he did not spread the gospel from a place of comfort." Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I just think about Paul's life, you know, and we find this as we go through Acts, just how much he was on the road, how much he faced persecution from those in the church, those outside of the church. but he really could not do otherwise. That was really so much on his heart because of this interaction that happens in Acts 9.
And I think Paul today would say, remember, Christian, seek first the kingdom of God and not the kingdom of this world. Thanks, Jason.
Right.
Appreciate it. Got a fly-in studio this morning. He's just looking to survive. All right, little buddy, just hang in there. Well, we have a anniversary that came in at 6:32 here this morning. Happy 30th anniversary to Todd and Sue Peterson of Rice Lake. From Bob in Rice Lake, he says, continued blessings as you love and celebrate the creator of life, marriage, and family. Congratulations there. Also, checking this day in history. This day in 1818, two English boxers became the first to use padded gloves. Before that, I guess what? Bare fists, right? Wow. Anyhow, I don't know, with UFC, have we gone backwards or forwards? Probably backwards, it feels like. 1956, this is the day in baseball history that Don Larsen and the Yankees pitched the first perfect game in the history of the World Series. All right, more on Today in History with Dawson after 2:45. Typically on The Drive, special events, it is American Touch Tag Day. It's International Face Your Fears Day. That's important. It is International Off-Road Day, Fluffer Nutter Day, which is an occasional nickname I give to our mini Aussie Shepherd, Athena. You Fluffer Nutter. Yeah, Fluffer Nutter sandwich, right? The peanut butter and that marshmallow cream. That sounds good. It's Hero Day, Pierogi Day. Salmon has its own day, as do Own Business Day, and it's World Octopus Day. And today's number is 87. That is the percentage of households in Thailand that own at least one motorcycle, which is the highest number in the world. On to the markets. Head of Josiah Queen brought to you by Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run full-service grain elevator with strong values and morals committed to providing flexible sales strategies to provide the best marketing alternatives for producers every day. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, serving you in Chippewa Falls and in Connersville. At WheatonGrain.com, I'm seeing new crop corn is down to $3.57, January down to $3.74. New crop soybeans is down as well to $9.42 and January to $9.66. Music on the way. Lots more great music and lyrics you can trust. Jordan Feliz coming up. This is Josiah Queen. Going to be at One Fest. Looking forward to know about Josiah Queen and We the Kingdom. Waiting to hear about other artists in coming days.
I've been sick and tired, being sick and tired, searching far and wide for something that feels real, and it's something that feels real. And I don't want to lose my soul, chasing after things that don't lead me straight to you. Going back to Eden ain't gonna be easy, but at least be straight. pretty cool.
In this world, we will have trouble. If you shut up. Sometimes it's easy to lose hope.
Come, Jesus, come. Let today be the day.
But we serve a God who never gives up on us. His word says he will never leave us nor forsake us. We can always trust in him.
You're gonna be alright.
WWIB, we are family.
Can I get a hallelujah? Someone saying amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy. Praise him for all the goodness that he's shown in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God for that. Praise him for friends and family, for the very air we breathe, for having everything we need. Won't somebody come praise the Lord with me? Yeah, can I get a hallelujah? Someone say amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy. Praise praise God for that. Oh, can I get a hallelujah? Someone saying amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy. Praise him for all the goodness that he's shown in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God.
Hi, this is Wayne Watson. Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated sponsors great programs to help you grow in your relationship with Christ. So remember to write them during October's Letter Month.
Some days drag, and some days fly. Some days I think of the day I'll die. Some days thrill me, and some days drain. And one day Jesus will call my name. One day Jesus.
I don't stay the same. I wanna get so close to him that it's no big change. On that day that Jesus calls my name, most days I pray, but Sundays I curse. A sad number of days I put myself first, but it's not what I do. The cross made that plain, and one day Jesus will call my name. One day Jesus will call my name. As days go by, I hope I don't stay the same. So close to him, that is no big change. On that day that Jesus calls my name. One day Jesus will call my name. As days go by, I hope I don't stay the same. I wanna get so close to him, that is no big change.
From Wayne Watson on WWIB during this October Connect Month. Yeah, I don't know. That song just kind of embedded itself in my heart. I'll find myself just singing it to the Lord in my car sometimes. And so I thought I'd share it with you on the radio. It makes me think of our late dear brother, Steve Snyder, who went to be with the Lord way too soon. And a lot of us missing him. And so there you go. Some reasons for that song this morning here on WWIB. Temp dropping 1 to 37. More great music and lyrics you can trust. We've got some Crowder and Andrew Rip, Cade Thompson on the way.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message. So many of you have told me about your plans for the future. Starting a business, buying a home, retiring near your grandchildren. But prices are too high. So let me tell you what I will do about it as president. I will take on price gouging. I will lower the cost of health care insurance. We cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month for seniors. I'm running to do that for everyone. And I will provide new down payment assistance to first-time home buyers and tax benefits to people who want to start their own business. Donald Trump, well, he wants to give more tax breaks to the wealthy, whereas I will cut taxes for the middle class instead. Because I know working people want to do more than just get by. You want to get ahead, and that's the future you deserve. And that is what I will focus on every day as your president. Paid for by Harris for President.
WWIB, it's the kind of ticket you want to get, one that pays you. The WIB Sticker Patrol, again on the lookout for our WIB car window stickers on vehicles throughout western Wisconsin. We're looking north, south, east, and west to see if we can find them. Now, listen, if we catch you proudly displaying our new decal on your vehicle, you might just get ticketed with a prize from Action City or maybe some treats from our friends at Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. You'll also have the chance to win grand prizes like a Metropolis Resort and Action City Family Getaway worth over $800. Don't have a new WIB sticker on your vehicle yet? Just stop by the studios here in Halley or Request one for free at wib.com/stickers.
Hi, folks. This is Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard, inviting you down to our orchard store. We're open 7 days a week with jams and jellies, fresh apple cider slushies, freeze-dried candy, fresh baked treats, and our famous homemade caramel apples. Open 9 till 6 daily, Avenue Orchard, just south of Eau Claire on 53. Come get a taste.
WWIB, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. They're board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including children with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com.
Hi, this is Caleb again for Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Fall is a great time to reset your goals and prioritize you and your health. Join Livia today and you could lose 20 pounds or more by Thanksgiving. Livia is doctor recommended and customized to you. Start today and take advantage of Livia's big fall savings. Join Livia's nutrition plan today and get 8 weeks free. Call 855-GO-LIVIA or visit Livia.com. That's Livia.com. Don't wait. Livia works. The team at Livia in Eau Claire came up with a custom weight loss plan for me that helped me lose 55 pounds. I reached my goal in only 3 months, and I've kept it off for all of 2024. Do what I did. Make the call, and you will lose weight with Livia. Expert guided support. And join Livia's nutrition plan today and get 8 weeks free. Livia is the most trusted leader in weight loss. So what are you waiting for? You can lose 20 pounds or more by Thanksgiving. Call or visit Livia.com today. Livia works. Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Hey, Western Wisconsin, this is David Crowder from the David Crowder Band, and you're listening to the best Christian music in Chippewa Valley on 103.7 FM WWIB.
By your bed, you fold your hands and bow your head, throwing out another prayer in faith. When you're wondering if he's hearing you, look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed. So I hit my knees, collide. Looks like somebody prayed. For the child of God is far from home, the one who thinks they're too far gone. I'm throwing out another prayer in vain. Worn out altars, tear-stained pews, still I won't give up on you. I believe that anything can change when somebody prays. Somebody prayed. I've seen miracles come from feeble words. I've seen hospital rooms turned into cathedrals. I've seen freedom come to the prisoner. You can't tell me that prayer don't
there by your bed and you fold your hands and bow your head. Not a single word you've ever said in vain, 'cause he hears everything. So I hit my knees 'cause I looks like somebody prayed.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon.
Well, a former prison in Japan is getting a lavish makeover, Halvo.
Yeah, that's right. It certainly is. And, you know, in Eau Claire, where I live, you're a Chippewa guy, but in Eau Claire, I'm thinking of a school building on Main Street, right? That it was a school, and they turned it into an apartment complex. And you're saying when you come to Eau Claire, that's like, man, you guys are building a lot of apartments.
Yeah, there's always stuff being built. Well, apparently in Japan, they're saying, hey, reuse, recycle, so we're going to take this prison, and we're going to turn it into a luxury high-end hotel.
Hmm. Yeah, by the end of... By spring 2026, so a couple of years from now.
Now, originally built in 1908, the red brick prison will retain its architectural integrity during the renovation. I'm still struggling a little bit with, yeah, come stay in this prison. We're going to call it an extended stay hotel. We just won't tell you how long.
Yeah. It's going to feature 48 deluxe guest rooms.
Also a restaurant.
A lounge.
And a museum to educate visitors about the prison's history.
So they're not letting go of that.
I guess so. It's time for Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. We have a Culver's Value Basket for you, courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. We'd love to put that into your hands if you can answer this correctly at 715-723-2555. I cannot recall, Pavel, looking down the halls of my memory, I cannot recall a time when Tuesday Trivia has been solved on a Tuesday. It's been a bit.
It's been a long
time. It's happened before, but it's been a bit.
I was a much younger man when that happened.
But maybe it's today.
Maybe
it's today. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win a free value basket from Culver's. You probably would go with the mushroom and Swiss. I probably would go with the Culver's Deluxe. But again, everything there is great.
You know what? They still have the Kurger Burger right now.
There you go.
And I think there's something else new that they are throwing out here in the beginning of October. So take advantage of that.
Yeah, Kurger Burger. There you go. All right. Mm-hmm. So Culver's value basket. If you can solve the 723-2555, everybody's like, just get to the question, Caleb.
You know, I just want to get to Culver's after we just had that conversation.
All right, so this is today's question. In poor economic times, over a third of us cut back on this. What is it? In poor economic times, over a third of us cut back on this, on these. What is it? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. In poor economic times, over a third of us cut back on this. And I will direct your attention as well to the fact that we are back, praise the Lord, to being able to use our studio line and hear your wonderful voices.
Yeah.
So last week, again, while we were going through a few issues, we did it via the text line. But now call the good old studio line at 723-2555.
That's for sure. All right. We've got, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Paul from Willard. Happy to be the first one.
Hey, Paul.
Go ahead.
You're going to be in here tomorrow morning after 6 sharing your testimony. Can't wait for Partner Pledge Day.
I am looking forward to it.
All right.
Hey, but I do need clarification on that because at the very end you said these as in an object instead of maybe something you would do. Is it a these or is it something we cut back on?
What you heard is what you get, because yes, we vary it a little bit too. So
this is like a journalist.
Right, it can be this. It can be these. Say, you know what? You've just got to. Yeah.
You know what? In economic hard times, that Culver's basket would come in handy when you back off on going out to eat.
Yeah.
All right, going out to eat. So in poor economic times, over a third of us cut back on going out to eat.
Could that be it?
Could be, but not what we're looking for.
I think when Paul's in, he's going to take over my news director job. Thank you, Paul. All right, let's keep going. 723-2555, the WIB Wake Up Show. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Good to hear from you, Tammy. What do you got?
Is it traveling?
Cut
back on traveling during tough... That's a great answer. Could that be it?
Again, all of these may be true, but not what we're looking for. Yep. Again, in poor economic times, over a third of us cut back on this or these. And yes, I'm not going to clarify more than that. This or these. You read into that as much as you want.
You know, you're further cementing my idea that you would be a good candidate. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Caroline from Rice Lake.
Hi, Caroline.
What do you think?
Is it sweet?
Is it sweets?
Oh, that's a great guess, too, right? Cut back on some of those things we really love but maybe can't afford as much. That's not it.
Thank you, Caroline. Call us back at 715-723-2555, 723-2555. What are we talking about? In poor economic times, over a third of us cut back on this, cut back on these. What is it?
We had three guesses there, and then the calls kind of dried up.
Heard from Willard, heard from Wausau, heard from Rice Lake. Again, a Culver's Value Basket on the line, courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Jackson. I'm from Kedden, Wisconsin.
Hey, Jackson.
My name's on there. I would say Christmas presents.
Christmas presents. Cutting back on Christmas presents.
That's a good guess, too. Could that be it? Not it. Sorry, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Jackson.
All right. Looks like we're going to wait till 8:15, Caleb.
All right. So we'll try it again. Be thinking about that again. In poor economic times, over a third of us, over a third of people cut back on what? Tuesday Trivia Try number 2, your chance to win a delicious value basket courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Call us live on the air here on the WIB Wake Up Show, and we'll hope that we can make you a winner if you're able to answer this. In poor economic times, over a third of us cut back on what? In poor economic times, over a third of us cut back on this, on these, on what? 715-723-2555. What are we talking about? It is not going out to eat. It's not traveling. It's not sweets. It's not Christmas presents. What is it? 715-723-2555. Just to clarify, again, it could be all those things, just not what we are looking for with this specific contest.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Michael from Eau Claire.
Good to hear from you, Michael. What's your guess?
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
Yeah, cut back on that little extra, that little perk. Maybe rely on the fan. That's not it.
Thank you, Michael. Call us back at 715-723-2555. Who wants this Culver's Value Basket?
I do. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jack.
Hey, Jack, where are you calling from? What city?
Conrath.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Jack.
Is it TV?
Cutting back on TV. And maybe, you know, subscription services and things like that. Sure.
Or maybe not getting as big a TV if you're buying that.
True, yeah.
Either of those could be possible answers, but that's not it.
Thank you, Jack. 715-723-2555. In poor economic times, over a third of us cut back on what?
Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kyle from Eau Claire.
Hey, Kyle, turn down your radio and give it a shot here.
All right, so I'm thinking that it's giving.
Giving?
Cut back on giving.
All right.
Hopefully people don't cut back on that because it's Partner Pledge Day tomorrow and we need your support of the ministry. Is it giving?
It's not it, sorry.
Not what we're looking for. And again, all these things, you know, sometimes it could very much be true, but just not what we're looking for. In poor economic times, over a third of us cut back on what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Peter from Cumberland.
Hey, Peter, good to hear from the Island City. What's your guess?
My guess is going out.
Yeah.
Going out? Okay,
right.
Sure.
Yeah. Going out to dinner, something like that, yeah. Could that be it?
Yeah.
That's not it, Peter. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter. Again, in poor economic times, over a third of us cut back on this, on these, on what? 715-723-2555, trying to help you win a Culver's Value Basket.
Terrific prize. Call's kind of dried up right now, so four good guesses. And
we've heard from Willard, from Wausau, from Rice Lake, from Kennan, Eau Claire, Conrath, Cumberland, but you know what? None of those cities yet getting this distinction of being able to solve a Tuesday trivia on an actual Tuesday. It's a rarity.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't know.
I express my doubt.
It's once again time for Tuesday Trivia, our last chance on a Tuesday to get this solved and get into one of your hands a Culver's Value Basket, courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. 715-723-2555 is the number to call. 715-723-2555. And here's our question. In poor economic times, over a third of us cut back on what? In poor economic times, over one third of us cut back on this, on these, on what? 715-723-2555. It's not going out to eat, it's not traveling, not sweets, Christmas presents, air conditioning, TV, giving, going out for entertainment. What could it be? And again, could be all those things, but not specifically what we're looking for. 715-723-2555. We'd love your guess.
All right, no calls yet. 715-723-2555. We've given you the question, the wrong answers, and now they start to light up here.
Again, in poor economic times, over a third of us cut back on what?
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Lena from Prentice.
Hi, Lena.
What do you think?
Is it vacation?
Is it vacations?
Vacations. That's a good guess. Not vacations. Again, you're thinking of those extras, those bonuses, right?
So. Yeah. What could it be? Go ahead and call back, Lena. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. In poor times economically, over a third of us cut back on what? So again, a pretty significant number, over a third of us, and a lot of good guesses, but just not what we're looking for specifically with this to get you that Culver's Value Baskets. Uh-huh. And as Alva mentioned before, the Kürterburger is back. Uh-huh. So
yeah. Yeah, I was kind of thinking about that. I'm trying to think. Maybe I've had one, possibly. But
I don't know that I've ever had that, to be honest.
It's either zero or one. I'm trying to remember. I've seen it. I mean, that's a big cheese curd on that baby. All right, so kind of calls have kind of struggled here this morning. 723-2555. Is it just a really hard question?
Maybe. Again, we've heard from Willard, from Wausau, from Rice Lake, Kennan, Eau Claire, Conrath, Cumberland, Prentice now as well. In poor economic times, over a third of us cut back on this, on these, on what? 715-723-2555. Go ahead and give it a guess.
I am on record as saying I don't think we're going to get the right answer today, but let's see. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda.
All right, Linda.
What do you think?
I'm thinking maybe if they had cable TV, if they took off their cable and just bought an antenna.
Okay, so go with antenna TV and cut the cable, cut the cord for cable.
Someone had kind of taken streaming before, but we'll go with cable this time, and that's not it. 715-723-2555.
In poor economic times, over one-third of people, one-third of us, cut back on what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Is it where you're going from gas?
Uh-huh.
Like going for groceries? Like going to groceries and all, going for errands, all one gas run.
Oh, sure. So minimizing like multiple trips, trying to do everything in one trip. What's your name? Where are you calling from, by the way? I missed that.
My name's Levi. We're calling from Wisconsin, Eau Claire.
All right, Levi from Wisconsin, Eau Claire. We are glad that you called into the WIB Wake Up Show. And is it... You know what? Minimizing extra trips. So cutting back on extra trips, I think, is what Levi is going after here and doing it all in one trip. Levi, not what we're looking for, but call back, friend.
All right, we're getting a little momentum now. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Caitlin from Thorpe.
All right, Caitlin, give it a go.
Is it groceries?
Is it groceries in general?
Yeah, sure. Cut back on food. It's not it.
Thank you, Caitlin. First time we've heard from Thorpe this morning. Great to hear from you.
Final three here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave from Mondovi.
All right, Dave, what do you think?
I'm going to guess wearing deodorant or, like, washing hair, you know, like personal hygiene, I guess it would be under.
Okay.
Oh boy. That could be kind of rough for all of us. Could that be it? That's not it.
If that's the case, there's a lot of middle schoolers who feel like it's poor economic times all the time.
All the time.
Sorry, I love you, middle schoolers.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
All right, Linda.
I was listening to him and I was laughing. Now I kind of forgot. Oh, I know what it was. Actually, like buying additional clothes.
Okay.
Okay. Clothes purchases.
Get back on that. Could that be it? No. Down to our last one of the day. If we're going to get a winner on Tuesday Trivia on a Tuesday, which is very rare, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Last guesser.
Bonnie from Rice Lake.
All right, Bonnie, it's down to you.
Charitable contributions.
Yeah. Is it charitable contribution? I feel like we've had that guest already. So you can have a bonus guest, Bonnie. A bonus for Bonnie.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
Traveling.
Traveling.
Let's just go with that. Is that... That's not it.
Not traveling. Thank you, Bonnie.
All right. Not today, but maybe tomorrow here on the Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB.